Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? Happy New Year! I hope everyone had a great New Year and a great just week between Christmas and New Year's. It's such a weird week for me, in my opinion, just because I feel like I don't want to do anything, but, you know, things have to get done, yada, yada. But here's to hoping that 2022 is going to be better for all of us. I'm actually pretty excited for this coming year. I actually start my grad program, so I'm really excited to do that, learn a lot more about horticulture, at least the more scientific and professional part of horticulture. So I'm really excited for that. And I just hope that things just overall are better for all of us this coming year. So this week, I just wanted to do something sort of, I don't know, relaxed and chill, just like the Christmas episode, if you will, that I did last week. Let's reflect a little bit on this last year. So for me, just a lot of things happened, a lot more than I was expecting for 2021. Initially, when I spoke to my professor about possibly going to grad school, I thought I would have to wait another couple of years for her to get funding. And maybe, like, I don't know, see, November, December, January, February, 4 months or so after she was, yeah, I would love to have you as a grad student. Let me find funding. Yeah, that could take a couple of years. 4 months after we had that conversation, that's when she contacted me again and said, hey, you're good to go. We got you funding. So that was in March of last year. And then November of last year, I ended up moving to Colorado. So I've been here for about a little over a month, almost 2 months now. And it's been so much fun just getting to know the area, meeting a whole set of new people. It's been great. Plant-wise, you know, it's not the same, I will say, as the year previous, mostly because I have slimmed down a lot on my collection itself, just because of the move. Also, one of my cats, Rory specifically, if you're familiar, he started eating my plants, which is not good, especially things like my Alocasia cuprea. That thing is, like, almost gone now, and I'm surprised he's still alive. He's been throwing up all of it up as soon as he eats it, so, and, like, he hasn't eaten it in a while. He ate my Maranta. Luckily, those aren't poisonous to cats. But despite all that, you know, I've been getting more plants still. Like, one that I'm really excited for is my Begonia amphioxus that I got from Skylar from the Curious Seedling, as well as my Brassavola nodosa that I got from the Seattle Plant Store, which was on my wish list for forever. And it's developing 2 flower spikes that are still growing, and I am so excited. So hopefully sometime in the next couple of weeks, it flowers and I get to post a picture of it. I'm so excited. And I've got to, like, really get to know my plants a lot this last year. Really got to be a little more intuitive with them. So it's kind of looking at them and be like, oh, it needs water. Oh, it needs to get a soil change, or oh, it needs to be fertilized, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like as a houseplant enthusiast, my skills within the last year have really grown. And I think part of that is this last year was the first full calendar year that I had this show. We are coming up to the 2-year anniversary in May, right? But it was the first full calendar year from January to December that I've had this show. So I've got to learn quite a lot with this show, you know, researching a lot myself, trying to come up with new topics, things I want to talk about, and then just diving deep into those topics. So it's been so cool. One of my favorite highlights ever is getting to have so many different guests on my show. Stacia from Oops, I Sold My Planties, Nikki from Plants, Pots, and Whatnots, Jane Perrone. I got Jane Perrone on my show, which to me is insane. I never thought I'd be able to get Jane Perrone. Adam from Not Dude. And I got to be on an actual show last year too, which was so much fun, with Wonderlust Podcast talking about plants. So it was cool being a guest, and I'm really, really excited for that. And I really hope that I can go back and go on that show again. And just getting to really meet people and talk plants and, you know, really get to know people, it has been really, really great. And I hope that's more things that I can continue in this next year. And, you know, looking to the future of 2022, depending on how busy things get with school, I might have to go down to bi-weekly episodes instead of weekly, just so I can make sure that I'm, like, good with school, because I don't want to mess anything up. I want to get good grades. I want to do well, you know, so we'll see how things go, because if things get busy, and I'm going to have to take time off, or, like I said, go down to bi-weekly episodes rather than weekly, so we'll play that by ear and see how things go. But I'm also excited for the possibility of new guests on the show, and possibly me being on a different show too as a guest, and I'm so excited. It's one that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, because this show that I want to have appear on here is basically the reason why I personally started a show. So I am so excited for that prospect of having them guest. I also want to have more guests on as well. Maybe have more repeat guests as well, talking about specific other things that they are particularly good at. What I really want to do as well is have Stacia and Nikki back and do a whole propagation episode where they talk specifically on how they do things, because to me, they're like the propagating queens, you know? What I would also love is to have Kaylee Ellen talk about managing an online plant store like she does, trials and tribulations sort of deal, and kind of talk about all the shit she's been through. However, that's probably going to be impossible because she is a busy person, and I don't want to, like, infringe upon that. So, I mean, for the most part, you can kind of already tell what she kind of goes through with her YouTube channel. So, I thought it would be cool. We'll see. I also want to have a couple of my friends, Christian, who is the Plant Home on Instagram, and Michael, who's a Splash of Green, talk about aesthetics, plants and aesthetics. I would also, I don't know how I would do this, but I would love to have Katie G and Katie Mac back again. Just because I love talking to them. So I would love to see if they could come back and figure out something else to talk about. I might have Katie G back and talking about her essentially homestead life. So we'll see. I don't know. But there's a lot of awesome, interesting prospects to think about in the future. It's so strange that now we are about to head into 2022. Things are still out of whack with the pandemic, and, you know, it is what it is, but I'm hoping that we all still carry on this joy that we bring when talking about plants or sharing pictures about plants, you know, anything like that, because essentially for a lot of us, plants were our anchors during all of this crazy things. So I'm hoping that we still continue to enjoy each other's company because of these beautiful, beautiful beings that we keep with us. And of course, I also hope that we obtain many of the wishlist plants that we have desired for the longest time. So, but yeah, so I hope everyone has a great, great 2022. I hope you had a great holiday season. Definitely keep an eye out on how I do things moving forward now that I'm back in school. Officially, I go back to school on January 18th, so, you know, things won't be too crazy until then, until the end of the month, but, you know, keep an eye out, all right? So there's a little short and sweet episode, just sort of wrap things up a little bit for this year and to look forward to a brighter 2022. So that's it for this week. I hope that you guys enjoyed this little like low-key chat after the new year. If you want to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. Send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com, or go to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. Also check out the merch shop, of course. But until next time, have a good 2022. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.